first episode of Blocked, a family-friendly Minecraft podcast. I'm E-Turtle.
And I'm One Mock. Today we'll be doing an episode of Talked. If you don't know what Talked is, E-Turtle will explain.
So, Talked is what we're doing in some episodes. We will talk Minecraft, mostly unscripted and not very much edited. We'll talk to each other, read patch notes, maybe answer some questions sent to us by you guys. Email us your Minecraft questions to blockedmc@outlook.com. We have none. Please.
So, first we have to introduce ourselves. Let's see what E-Turtle has to say.
So, I am E-Turtle. I've been playing Minecraft for about 5 years. My friend, who has a YouTube channel, I'll link that in the description. He got me into Minecraft. So I was sitting at their house. I was 5 at this time. I was playing Operation, and my dad was like, "Come on and see this cool game called Minecraft." And then he was showing me, not my dad, but my friend was showing me around like the end and a super flat world and showing me all the aspects of Minecraft. And look at me now, I have an almost unlimited amount of knowledge of Minecraft. What about you, Mock?
So, I've played Minecraft for about 1.5 years.
I think it's the middle of 116 that, I mean, 115 that I joined.
So, it started when my friend E-Turtle showed me that you could get a game called Minecraft on my Xbox. So then I decided to get it and started playing it.
Mock really liked Minecraft at the time because I think he played it at my house. But yeah, he can't anymore because of the coronavirus.
So after a while, my friend E-Turtle also got me the Java edition of Minecraft. So I could actually
play. I got it for his birthday last year for 115, I think. So he can play on our server, which we will talk about right now. Actually, after we talk about our better world. I mean, it's not better. We're worse, but I don't know. Well, we have a Minecraft bedrock world. And we like it. Yay. So, how about you explain, Mock?
So, we're about early to
early
somewhat
to mid-game. Yeah, we're mid-game, I think.
So, we've built a really nice house with bricks, wood, and cobblestone.
Yeah, I was the one who thought of that, and I think we're going to build our barn. So, we built a nice farmhouse. We're planning to make wheat fields. We made a Pixel Rift's windmill. Thank you, Pixel Rift. We're copying your survival guide. we're going to make a barn, but it's going to be a different barn because it's going to be made out of quartz, bricks, wood, and cobblestone. It's going to be a weird mix, if I do say so myself.
We've also built a really nice bridge. We plan to make...
You messed it up at some point. How dare you?
Except we are also planning to make a wheat field for aesthetic purposes. And, yeah, that's pretty much it. We've run low on iron because we used it all to make a rail towards
the
village.
Yeah, it's on peaceful right now, which I'm kind of annoyed about. I want to change it back to normal as soon as we get all the villagers. Which hopefully will be soon. But, anyways... our Minecraft server. So, my dad set up a Minecraft server. In case you're the techie person and wondering what it's on. It's on an HP TouchSmart TM2 from I don't know, 20 something before Windows 8. Yeah, so that's the PC specs, kind of sucky. It's also running Ubuntu 20.0, I think. And it's running on, I think, vanilla. Yeah, it's running on vanilla. So anyways, it's running on the same seat as Hermitcraft 7. If you don't know Hermitcraft, it is a multiplayer YouTube SMP like us, except that they're all hermits. And if you don't know what that means, hermit is like kind of self thingy, like you like to be alone. That's how I'd describe hermit.
So as you guys might know, or if you guys don't know, we will explain. A new Minecraft update has just been released.
It's called. You should know that. It's
the
so
Nether
awesome.
Up.
The 1.16 the Nether update. Why don't we start with the brand new biome? So, kind of obvious. It's a Nether. They're updating the Nether.
Some new biomes include the Basalt Deltas, Crimson Forest, the Warp Forest, and Soul Sand Valley. Nether Waste isn't really a new biome, because originally it was basically all of the Nether.
Okay, let's explain the biomes. So let's start with the Crimson and Warped Forest. Forest is my favorite new biome. Soul Sand Valley is coming close after. They are blue, they have trees, they have a lot of Endermen. Not as many as the end, though. If you say warped wart really fast, like warp wart, kind of sounds like an Enderman. Like warp wart. I wish I had the sound effect right now. But,
yeah.
Warped wart, it is funny. It is just funny. And Crimson Forest is basically the same. They spawn piglins and hoglins. Piglins are a new mob. Sorry. If you throw gold at them, they will barter with you.
Hoglins are basically the ravager of the Nether. The hoglins are always hostile to you no matter what, even if you're wearing gold or not. They drop pork chop, and they do a ton of damage. So the Crimson and Warp Forest are different because of the color, and the Crimson Forest can spawn hoglins, except they both also spawn piglins and zoglins. Wait, piglins and zombie piglins, not zoglins. That's a thing. That's different. So the Soulsand Valley is a desolate place with tons of fossils and
they
a lot of
gas. They have a new block called Soul Soil. It is super cool. And it's super cool. Yay.
There are a ton of ghasts and lots of skeletons that spawn.
There's a new enchantment called Soul Speed.
Which gives you a really large amount of speed when you're walking on soul soil and soul sand.
Soul Soil doesn't slow you down, but Soul Sand does. We're actually planning to make our Nether Hub out of soil so that if you don't have soul speed, it won't be horrible for you. We'll probably add some other places if you don't have soul speed boots, but
So another new biome is the basalt deltas. There are a ton of spikes, lots of magma cubes, a lot of
They're actually
lava
called
pools.
stalagmites and stalactites.
Yeah. And
Stalagmites. I don't know.
they're all made of black stone and basalt.
Blackstone kind of looks like pavement, if you ask me. Unlike some other YouTubers and people, I actually quite like Blackstone. Blackstone is probably one of my favorite new blocks. I like Blackstone and the warped trees and the warped forest.
So another new mob is the Strider. The
Striders, they
Strider.
look so cute, and like Exuma-E. Exuma,
Changed his skin.
yeah, for Hermitcraft 7, like the new Nether update.
So the Strider can walk on lava. It's slow on land, except when it walks
I
on
feel
lava.
bad for it when it's on land. It just looks so cold.
Yeah.
Striders are my favorite new mob. Blackstone is probably my favorite new block. We have not talked about Netherite. Netherite is an upgrade to diamond. Wow, Mojang, you've finally done it. I don't know what to say. I mean,
Netherite
it's
is
kind
not
of
really that
weird.
much different by diamond. The only new feature is that it doesn't burn in lava.
And it's more durable and fast, but yeah.
It's not really that much of a difference.
Yeah, I'll probably go for Netherite just for the lava and.
Another
Oh,
new
yeah,
thing
it's
is
better with enchantments.
the lodestone. A lodestone is a block that can be made with Netherite.
You know how compasses always point towards the spawn,
So
and in the Nether
now,
they go crazy? If you right-click a lodestone, with a compass, it becomes a lodestone compass.
and it will point to the
And it will
lodestone that
always
you
point to that.
right-clicked.
Honestly, I think that is probably. It seems like a mod. Like,
Yeah, it's basically now Minecraft has an
all it does is
official.
put an enchant glint on it. Honestly, I don't really think that's what Mojang should do. They should make, like, a new texture for it and like an actual GUI instead of just right clicking on it. I mean, I like the haste, but I think a GUI would be nicer, and you can also do maybe some other stuff. Honestly, I think there should be like a super lodestone where you put a compass in, and then you put some coordinates into a bar in an XYZ, and then that compass always points towards it. It's like an anvil, it doesn't last forever. It
So
should be
another
called the
new
Nether
thing.
Anvil and should be made with gold.
So
And
another new thing is the
one Netherite block.
another new thing is the respawn anchor. Now you can sleep in the Nether.
Yes.
Unlike the bed, it does not explode.
Yes, finally. There's actually some stuff to do in the Nether. Like, I've seen some YouTubers, like,
Wisp.
Wadzi, and I think Dream also did it, where they start in the Nether and then go out, because it's possible now.
Yeah.
We forgot about ruined portals.
Yeah,
There are
so now
these.
let's talk about structures. Two new structures have been added, ruin portals and bastions. But let's start with bastions. So bastions are extremely large structures filled with loot chests and tons of piglins.
And the new Piglin Brute that's coming out in 1.16.2. But we'll get to that next episode.
So they have tons of loot chests. A feature that has been added is that when you open a chest near piglins, they will start attacking you because they think that you're going to steal their gold.
Yeah.
They've also added a target block, which is a new redstone thing where it gets hit by a projectile and then it sends a redstone signal depending on how far away it was.
Yeah, 1.16 is great. What else have they added?
They've also added a ton of new features, like bells can now be hung from the underside of other blocks. They can also be hit by any projectile.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a ton of new, not very important features. So that's pretty much the 1.16 update. Their 1.16.1 update is not very important. It just adds more realm stability.
Are you looking at the patch notes?
Yes, I am.
Well, that pretty much wraps up today. We don't have any credits, except please look at the description and email all your Minecraft questions to blockedmc@outlook.com. And join us for the next episode where we are going to debate Lunar Client versus Badlion Client.
Yeah. So that's it. See you guys next episode.
Have a good week. Bye for now.